everybody please stand for the pledge?
You guys got to start it off loud and proud.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job. We got something for you.
Thank you very much.
Good job. All right. Good work.
I wonder how many times I've said pledge in my life.
All right. Mr. Carpenter, please call the roll.
More than most school kids.
Yeah. No kidding.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Denominic?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Statz?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, now on to item 2, board report. This is where we tell all of you what's going on in the different schools here in the district. I'll start with the high school. On January 29th, the National Honor Society inducted 28 new junior members and 2 senior members, bringing our total current membership to 70 students. Congratulations to our new inductees and to Jackie Mosininia and Haley Barr leading this group. On Saturday, February 1st, the Norton High School Hall of Fame inducted 4 new members with a nice ceremony with family and friends. Congratulations to Kevin Johnston, class of 2002, Steve Smith, class of 2009, Emily Krosnick, class of 2017, and Travis Dobbins, class of 1995, for their recent induction. On Friday, February 14th, all sophomores received CPR and AED training through the Norton Fire Department. State law requires all students to receive this important training, and we appreciate the fire department's work in ensuring that all of our students receive this training each year. Two athletic highlights centered on the bowling teams. The girls bowling team won both the MAC championship as well as the MAC postseason tournament. Also, senior Jacob Robinson bowled a perfect 300 game, becoming only the second bowler to achieve this feat in competition. Congratulations to Coach Michael Sayre and to all the success of the bowling teams. And I feel weird reading this one. Congratulations to Coach Dan Statz and the Norton High School wrestling team as they won the MAC championship this past Saturday. They finished undefeated in the league, and with their performance Saturday, they secured the league title and peace in the Stats home, because he'd be so sad had they not won. This is their 6th league title in the last 8 years. For the middle school, the Norton Middle School Drama Club will perform their winter play, Choose Your Own Oz, on Friday, February 21st at 7 p.m. in the high school PAC. All middle school students will have the opportunity to preview the play on Thursday, February 20th during the school day. 7th and 8th grade Builders Club members have begun their mentoring program at Norton Primary. As usual, the middle schoolers are loving working with their youngest Panthers. Norton Middle School leadership groups enjoyed their trip to the Football Hall of Fame on February 13th. We look forward to offering more field trips to all students later in the year. And finally, a big thank you to Mr. Leemeister. Is it Leemeister? Leemeister. I'm sorry if I mispronounced it. And the National Junior Honor Society for running a successful Carnation Cell, spreading kindness, and supporting their organization.
Okay, I'm going to read the Norton Elementary. The second semester is well on its way, and students have completed a number of mid-year assessments, including MAP reading and math as well, as Acadians. A parent should have received student reports from the teachers in January or February. Over 40 families attended the NES night at the Cleveland Cavaliers game on February 10th. Students had the opportunity to be on the floor to form a fan tunnel and high-five players as they entered the court. That'd have been so cool. Yeah, do like that though, those guys are so tall. Fourth graders will attend the middle school play, The Wizard of Oz, on February 20th. Thank you, NMS, for the invitation. NES will be celebrating the Panther Way Day on February 28th as students learn about the competency of perseverance. Students will hear from a guest speaker and participate in classroom activities. And at the primary, the kindergarten staff would like to thank Dr. Russo and the Builders Club students for volunteering on Wednesday mornings at the primary building. Upcoming dates, February 21st, preschool additional Friday, February 28th, preschool peer screening appointments for the 25-26 school year, and March 3rd to March 7th, Right to Read Week.
Okay, next on to the treasurer's report.
I don't have anything for tonight.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
Well, I have two things. One thing I want to talk about is we have a fashion show that we've been doing. How many years have we been doing it, Ryan?
Six.
So in our sixth year, and this being my third one I experienced, it is probably my favorite event that we put on in this district. Just, you know, when you go during the day and the kids are there and they're presenting their outfits and they're up in front of their peers, I mean, it could be a made-for-TV movie about the harshness of children today, but when you go to that event and you see how supportive they are of one another, it gives you a good understanding of what it means to be a Norton kid and being proud of where you come from. The work that they put in, the work that Mrs. Levesque and Mrs. Thornberry put in is amazing. The creativity that they show and the support they get from their peers, they hoot and holler for every kid from the first to the last. It was really an amazing event. And like I said, it is my favorite. So congratulations to those two and all the kids that participate. It is one of the great things we do in this district, and I'm just proud that I get to see it. So thank you to those two for putting it on. Ryan always does a great job of getting dressed up and participating and tries to steal the show. But the other thing I want to say, and Mrs. Statz mentioned the people that got into the Hall of Fame. I do want to mention Travis. Travis, as we know, is our athletic director, and it's kind of funny. Travis put on the event and was inducted at the event. It's kind of like watching the bride run around and make sure everybody's got food on their tables at the reception. He does an amazing job, and congratulations to him. Travis will never be one to kind of look for the spotlight, and it was well-deserved spotlight. And he's got an amazing family that helps him set it up, helps him tear it down at the end of it. They're always there. And so when you see him at an athletic event, congratulate him. He does deserve it, and he deserves all the pats on the back he gets. So congratulations to all four of the inductees.
Okay, and next we're going to do the Student of the Month recognition.
So we combined, last month we had a very early board meeting, and I know we were all coming off of our holiday Sugar Fest, and getting out to the meeting might have been difficult. So we doubled up this month. So that means four times as much fun for Mr. Shainer. So we were going to let him go first and all of his people.
All right. My two Career Tech Students of the Month are not with us here tonight, so I do apologize. So we only get two.
Sorry.
So I'm going to be like every other building here tonight. So I have with us here, this is Senior Lucas Foote and Senior Lizzie Giebert. Lizzie was our January Student of the Month, and Lucas was our February, so she did beat you by 1 month. So, what is really great about both of these is Ms. Ball actually nominated both of you, and she could not be here with us tonight, but she did write some things I'm going to say here in just a minute. But what's really great is, as much as we talk about the Compact and the Career Tech programs, they are both in Career Tech programs as well. It's just obviously all the other things you guys do, College Credit Plus you know, your AP classes and everything else that you guys take. Lucas is actually in the Media Production program over at Wadsworth. Lizzie, of course, is at our Teacher Academy program at the high school. So I just want to say a few things about Lucas. So if you don't know who Lucas is, he is the man behind the Norton High School Athletics Insider post that you may see on Instagram and kind of everywhere else. He took this on a couple years ago, and it's just been tremendous. Like, I get a ton of updates from him. I got to see what Lucas said. I got to see what Lucas, but of course, he always gives you props when you have snow days, of course.
Even when I don't have snow days, he gives you props?
No. Even up this morning, Lucas, of course, plans on going into, or he plans on going to either Kent State or OU. Of course, wants to go into broadcast journalism. It's going to be absolutely amazing. He's on the tennis team, so you're going to be taking that up here pretty close here in the spring. Sorry, I had to grab the glasses here. So I want to read what Ms. Ball said about Lucas. So she says, when I think of students who represent Norton in a positive way, I'd be remiss if I didn't nominate Lucas. As his teacher and National Honor Society advisor, it's been fun getting to know Lucas and to watch him grow as a student person. Writing a million essays in my college comp 1 and 2 classes last year may not have been his favorite thing to do, but Lucas always got his work done while maintaining his easygoing attitude. And hey, he puts that writing to use with all of his Norton Athletic Insider posts too. Even if I had to tell him to stop capitalizing the first letter of every word in his post, you're welcome again, Lucas. In all seriousness though, Lucas has had such a lasting impact on our school and Norton Athletics, and I would imagine that most people don't realize all the hard work and dedication that goes into all of it. I look forward to seeing where his determination and entrepreneurial spirit take him in the future. So, congratulations, Lucas. All right, so you're welcome. So she, as well as Lucas, they're involved in so many things throughout the school, it's really too many to name. But I know that you work hard, of course, outside of school. One of the great things that I learned about Lizzie when I got to sit down with her for a little bit is she loves to go to the Dusty Armadillo and line dancing. So I thought, since we're all here, I got some music. Totally kidding. But she is in our Teacher Academy program, and of course you plan on going into the education field as well. And I've actually seen you in the program, seen you with kids in the district here. You're just amazing. So obviously you're certainly going into the right field. I want to read you what Ms. Ball said about you. She says, Lizzie is a perfect example of what it means to exemplify the Panther way. I guess you are. She didn't start yours that way, that's all I'm saying. So as her Comp 1 and 2 teacher last year, I really enjoyed getting to know her as a student in person. She worked hard at each and every writing assignment and contributed positively to our classroom environment. As one of her National Honor Society advisors, I can also tell you that Lizzie is always the first to volunteer for any opportunity to come her way. Whenever Ms. Mo and I need a helping hand, Lizzie is ready and willing to do what needs to be done. Whether it's shaking the high school students down for money for spectacular candy donations or running miscellaneous errands for us during Panther time, Lizzie has a heart for service that does not go unnoticed. I know she will succeed in whatever she does and puts her mind to, and she will make an excellent future educator. So congratulations to you as well. Basketball game up at the high school right now, and he's got to go give everyone updates. So, thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Mrs. Snowden.
All right, we also have two students of the month. I actually don't know if it's January or February. I just asked for two.
We were January.
Okay. I'm going to start with Caden. So what I told Caden, he was student of the month. Kids are always just shocked, and they're always, it's always like your good kids that don't realize how good they are. When I asked him why he thought he was student of the month, he said, because they don't get in trouble. which is true, but it's a lot more than that. Caden participates in a lot of activities. He likes basketball. He likes his PE classes, his art classes, and he doesn't get in trouble. So amazing. And then I'm going to let Mrs. Mears talk a little bit more about
you. You didn't mention that.
I have Caden for math, obviously. I have two stories about Caden, which is the reason that I nominated. In math class, we celebrate our successes on tests by posting stars on our door. So when we get 80% or better, we like celebrate those. So the day after test, Caden came up to me and said, you didn't give me a star yesterday. Are you sure? Like, we checked it. What I love about that is so many kids will take the test and then be done with it. Caden takes the time to like look at it, how did I do, reflect on it. He wants to do well because he wants to, not because he knows his parents are going to check his grade. And he advocated enough to celebrate that success. I love it. But my favorite story, the reason Caden got nominated, is we do a practice test the day before the test. And it got posted when Caden was in study hall. So before Caden came to math class, he finished his practice test. And then he got partnered with someone to work on his practice test during class. The other kid had not finished it because it was a class assignment, and Caden sat and did every question again with that other student, not because he needed to, he knew what to do, but because he wants the people around him to be successful. And he's willing to take the time and the energy to do that, which is the kid you want to be partnered with. So he just makes us proud every day and a deserving student of the month.
Davis, who is a fifth grader, and they were fighting over who got to speak about you. So I will be brief. I just love the Davis family. I love that you're all here. So just a wonderful family. She's involved in a lot, student council. You all feel like art class, right? She loves math and science. Whoa, right? That's what you said. You said I love math and science. Okay, so we'll let your math and science teacher talk more about it.
So, as a teacher, you get those students that, if you had 25 of them, you would almost feel bad taking money from the district to actually teach them. Don't get any ideas. And a few years ago, I had Tegan in my science class. And then you get a younger sibling, and you say to yourself, wow, can lightning strike twice? And last year I had Liam, and lightning struck twice. And then you get a third sibling. And this year that's Ashley. Lightning struck three times. You don't have any younger brothers or sisters, do you? Ashlyn is phenomenal. She's inquisitive. She's like a sponge. If she doesn't understand something, she wants to understand it desperately. And she is one of the few people that's brave enough to actually put her hand in the air and ask a question. I keep saying to our gym teacher, Mr. Pettit, that we might have to do more arm work with our fifth grade students because they refuse to put their hand up in the air, and I'm not sure they have the ability sometimes. Ashlyn does not have that problem. She will ask questions. She is phenomenal. But the main reason that I pushed for her nomination was a day that I was actually not even in my classroom. Earlier this quarter, I spent the day in an all-day meeting at the board office, and I left an assignment for my students, and Ashlyn noticed a student that was struggling and volunteered to work with that student and help them get through the assignment during their class time. And as many parents always say, it's not what you do when I'm there, it's what you do when I'm not there that impresses me. That was phenomenal. Your substitute left that note for me, and I was like blown away. Super proud to have her as one of my students, as I was to have both of her siblings as my students, and I couldn't think of a person more deserving of this.
I didn't have anything prepared because I wasn't supposed to be able to be here tonight, but my kid was in a district where they decided it was too cold. I'm glad we did.
We quit learning first.
But I wouldn't have missed this for the world. I'm thrilled that I got the chance to be here. And I just echo what Mr. Oatman says. When you look at the Panther Way, you really should see a picture of Ashlyn. I'm fortunate enough to have her twice a day, and I have her first thing in the morning and at the end of the day. And most kids by the end of the day have kind of checked out, as well as, you know, we as adults were tired. She never stops. She constantly comes in, and the only thing really bigger than her work ethic is her heart. And I mean that sincerely. She asks questions, so many, and now it's kind of funny. She has a name. Do you want to tell the queen of questions? But I mean that as a compliment. And the most beautiful thing about the queen of questions is that she has finally developed a confidence in math that I've seen blossom over the last few weeks, where I can tell her respectfully to go away and try. And she does, and I can't think of another kid in my career that has really wanted to understand and learn the way that she does, and that's daily. I also was lucky enough to have Liam. I didn't have Tegan. Sorry, I must have said that. But Ashlyn deserves to be up here, and congratulations. She's just a wonderful kid that daily does the right things. Congratulations.
Mr. Sackett, you're up.
Good Where to begin? So many good kids to celebrate here. So I'm here with two fourth graders, JV, Jordan Butler, and Rui Dowling. JV was our January student of the month, so we'll start with him in just a second, and then Rui for February. JV's one of my favorite kids of all time. Yeah, I love seeing you every day. Just, you always got something positive to say. You don't think about it that much, but just your conversations with me make me happy. I really appreciate that. Okay. Here tonight is Ms. Danzig, Mrs. Knotts, to share about JV.
There's not enough time in a day to talk about all the good things about JV that got him here. But it was an easy choice for us, especially as a big fourth grader. He sets a really good example for all of our students. He's really positive, has a great sense of enthusiasm and a sense of humor that can knock over this whole room, I promise. We're a little shy right now, but it's in there, and he's very silly, but he knows when it's time to get to work, and I really appreciate that about him. JV is really passionate about the things that he's passionate about, and I appreciate that. Space. Buses, we got it. We love those things. Jordan Butler, he's going to be, he dreams to be a semi-truck driver when he grows up. And I'm sure that, you know, his hard work and, you know, his dreams, he will definitely achieve those. We'll be really sad when Jordan goes up to middle school, but I'm sure he'll be a great addition to NMS. And he'll bring his silly sense of humor and his bright light. I'm sure you guys will be really lucky to have him, Ms. Snowden.
So. We're going to be really sad to have him go.
Yeah. And then our February student of the month is Rui Dowling. Rui came to us a few years ago, second grade, and been nothing but a shining star ever since. Tonight we have Mrs. Stone, Mrs. Botnick, Mrs. Grubb to highlight Rui.
I'm going to read what I wrote because I just don't want to leave anything out. So the three of us talked when it was time to pick somebody. It was easy. Like you say, it was easy. She was the top of our list. And so when we sat down to write some things up, we just all agreed on these special qualities about Rui. It says, Rui has many special qualities that make Rui, Rui. She has a steady quietness about her. We have a student who at times talks and tries to debate. And we've seen Rui quietly just put her hand on his arm, and he settles. Rui has a steady confidence. She's not loud or showy. She doesn't have to be. She's just who she is, confident in herself and always willing to try. She's very creative. You just have to see her beautiful arm beads and bracelets. Usually they're upper arms. She's very talented and creative. Not only that, she's a little bit bilingual. She's speaking some Japanese and English, of course, and she wants to learn Spanish in high school so she can be trilingual. She's involved in jump rope club, always trying to improve her skills. She's excelling in her studies. She's worked her way through our rocket math program, which is our multiplication division program. And she was actually the first student from all three of our classes to complete both multiplication and division. She's friends with everyone and never plays favorites. She volunteers to help even before she knows who it will be that she's helping. You'll say, boys and girls, I need a and you can put her with anybody and she works well with them. We feel that it's been an honor to be part of Rui's journey and we can't wait to see what life's possibilities take her. So she is a special, special girl.
Very proud. Alright, so I only have one this evening, one of them sick today, so we're going to bring Sadie back in March, but I'd like to introduce everyone. This is Loretta Lovering, and she's here with Mrs. Rutherford, one of her kindergarten teachers from the kindergarten team. Just a couple things before I turn it over to Mrs. Rutherford. Loretta comes from an amazing family, outstanding mom, dad, brothers and sisters, just wonderful family. We can't say enough about them. I would like to also say Panther Way, she is a contributor. She is also one that is extremely responsible. throughout the course of the day. I will also say, as a PAX leader, you know, that comes through each and every day. And like, my most fond or appreciative moment with Loretta is she is one heck of a Girl Scout cookie sales person. She probably has sold cookies to every single adult in the building. Aww. So congratulations on that. You're going to win some major award. But Mrs. Rutherford, the floor is yours.
Okay. So when Mrs. Raybuck and I were looking for Student of the Month, we thought we need to find somebody that follows the Panther way, like Mr. Morris said. Loretta checks all the boxes. She comes to school every single day with a smile on her face, ready to learn, eager to learn. She's responsible. She tries her best every single day. She is kind and helpful with all students, peers, everyone that's around her. She's a friend to everybody. So Loretta sets goals for herself in and out of the classroom. And so, like Mr. Morrison just said, one of our fondest stories of Loretta is she came to school and told us that she was going to sell Girl Scout cookies. And she had a goal, I think, of selling 100.
yeah, we started with 100.
Yeah. So she was starting with 100. So she very proudly brought her order form in on the first day and came up to us and gave us her whole spiel on she was selling Girl Scout cookies and how much they were. And so every day that week, she would bring it back and she'd be like, okay, well, I haven't talked to this person yet. And so she did. She took it to all of her specials teachers, and I think she had to reset her goal like 3 times because she just kept crushing it. And she's very determined and dedicated to that. So I can't wait to see what Loretta's future holds. I think that when she goes to NES next year, she's going to continue to be a really positive role model and a kind friend. She's going to always try her best, just like she does at our school, and that she's going to continue to set goals and crush them. So it's such a pleasure to have you in our class, Loretta.
Okay. We are now going to take a break so we can congratulate the Students of the Month. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Yes, I have one. I'd like to pull the amended permanent appropriations off of the agenda tonight, and I'll be bringing those forward next month.
Where is that on the agenda?
What item is that?
That's under my section, Treasurer Recommendation.
So it's...
And it's the fourth one down, okay. The amended annual permanent appropriations.
Okay. Are there any other changes or corrections? Okay, may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Denominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webber?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Now on to board business. Can I have a motion to approve items A through D under board business?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Strings?
Yes.
Mr. Denominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Item 4, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve items A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please. Or any discussion? Okay, call the roll, please.
Mr. Denominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Item 10, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve everything under item A except the fourth sentence that reads, approve the amended annual permanent appropriation fiscal year 25 attachment J.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Denominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Motion carries 5-0. On to superintendent's recommendations. May I have a motion to approve items A? It's just item A.
Second.
Any discussion?
The only two things I'd like to point out on there is Lynn Kane, she is a middle school teacher. She is retiring at the end of the school year, so thank you to Lynn for all of her work with middle school kids. And Mr. McBride, and I would be remiss if I didn't say that, I think Mr. McBride, my secretary had Mr. McBride when she was a sophomore in high school. And I'm not talking about her age in any way.
Oh, wow.
So, He's been an institution here for a long time, and he will be missed. And I know Ryan had to step away to go to the basketball game, but he will miss Mr. McBride. He's done a lot for kids over the years, and he's an institution. So I wish him nothing but the best of luck, and his wife finally let him retire.
I would echo that. I mean, my girls had him. He's a phenomenal teacher, so he will definitely be missed. They also had Mrs. Haynes here. Congratulations to both.
Yeah, my daughter has Mrs. Kane, and she loves her. So. Okay.
Call
the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Denominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webber?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. On to the consent agenda items. Can I have a motion to approve A through M?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just so everybody knows, the overnight trips that are on there, some of them, I think the one that is planned already, I don't want to misspeak, but other ones, just in case our kids do well in some of their programs and they get to go to some of these events, we pre-approve them.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Denominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. And may I have a motion to move, or first, can I have a motion to move into executive session to consider the employment, compensation of a public employee or official?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Denominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We are now in executive session.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
Okay.
It's now 9:07. May I have a motion to come out of executive session?
So moved. Second.
Okay, please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Denominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're out of executive session. Motion to adjourn. Can we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Filling in on the adjournment part. Okay. Roll call. Mr. Denominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We are now adjourned.